Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, breaking news. The employee at Coastal Carolina University who not only lauded the killing of Charlie Kirk, while supported by your tax dollars, but suggested that, you know, Nancy Mace should go next. She was the next logical target, a congresswoman. We have an answer to the question I asked yesterday. Can you keep your job on the taxpayer dime after encouraging the murder of a sitting South Carolina congresswoman? Is that where we're going? And the answer, the good news this morning, is no. Yesterday, we gave out the email of the president of Coastal Carolina, and the person who posted that is no longer employed. That's how we turn the temperature down. We make people understand you may have homicidal thoughts, you may want to kill your congressman, but you don't get to say that and keep your job. Not here in South Carolina. We do not tolerate murder, and we do not believe murder is an acceptable talking point, an acceptable part of the debate that we should all respect and hear both sides. There is no both sides to that. He is gone. So good news there. And I want to thank Adam Morgan, too, the head of the Freedom Fund Chair of the Freedom Caucus, who has been coordinating a lot of this. Joining me right now is gubernatorial candidate Pam Evatt. Good morning.
Good morning, Tara.
Now, oh, go ahead. Is she there?
Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we are.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that. Good morning, Pam Evatt.
Well, good morning, Tara.
Want to dive right in here because we have limited time. This idea of tenure at state schools, no matter what you do, what you say, what you think, you get to keep your job. Tell us what you're thinking about that in South Carolina, given the events the last couple weeks.
So, as you probably know, I called for the ending of it. I think it's something people have been really talking about for a long time, but nobody has ever put a momentum behind it. And, you know, colleges should not be tethered to employees, as I heard you say, being able to say and do whatever they want. And I was asked yesterday in an interview about, did I think that would curb the sharing of ideas on college campuses, that kind of thing? And I was like, absolutely not. There's not tenure in the private sector and people have creative ideas all the time. I think, but the bigger thing is that nobody talks about the kids. I have three kids. I have my youngest sitting on a college campus right now. And how many times have we heard, I'm sure you've heard it, is that, you know, you have students that are afraid to view their opinion, seeking retribution from a teacher writing papers in a tone or a tense that they don't necessarily agree with because of what teachers say and do and the rhetoric that they put in the classroom. And I think we need to stop always worrying about teachers and let's start worrying about who's paying.
Well, the thing that's unbelievable to me is anybody, and rightfully so, that suggests that the president should die or be murdered is, I mean, you're going to have Secret Service on your front porch, as you should. What makes you so special if you're, you know, a South Carolina tenured professor that you are somehow protected when you do that? Whereas if any of us said that at work, we'd be gone.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I think it's amazing how you see the Democrats on TV now talking about how, you know, it couldn't be Democrats that do this because they don't even have guns. And we've never hyped up the rhetoric when Maxine Waters was easily saying back in the day, and Sarah Huckabee was a victim of this, you know, don't let Republicans and conservatives feel, you know, safe anywhere. Get in their face, run them out of public spaces, make them feel uncomfortable. Jasmine Crockett, ever since she's had a microphone in her hand, has been on the air talking about how, you know, kick, punch, fight back, calling our president a Nazi, calling him a fascist, saying that he is the threat to democracy, saying that Republicans everywhere are the threat to democracy. I mean, enough is enough. And if anybody has to calm down a tone, it's the Democrats. And they've been saying and spewing this stuff forever.
So, Pam Evett, just to be clear, you are proposing, if I understand correctly, legislation that would ban, bar, end tenure at state universities and colleges in South Carolina?
Absolutely.
Just across
the top. I think that's exactly what we should be doing. And teachers then have to teach. I mean, we already have, not every, I was with our technical college president yesterday, and they don't have tenure in our tech colleges. VCOM in Spartanburg, which is a medical college, doesn't have tenure. Not every college does. And when you look at how much more they get paid and how much less time they have to spend in the classroom, it really gives you reason to pause.
Absolutely. And I think students should be able, and I hope that you can, you know, include this some sort of route for students to be able to complain if they feel intimidated in a partisan way in the classroom or pressured in any way to produce papers and answers that conform to, you know, liberalism that the professor has or a political viewpoint the professor has.
Well, Tara, I called for the end of tenure. You know, I think sometimes people don't realize how much power that they hold. And it's the power of their pocketbook, right? So I encourage students that if you're in a class with one of these teachers, no matter what college you're at, anywhere in South Carolina or across the country, drop the class and demand your money back. And if you start seeing that, that would be a really good, you know, temperature gauge. If students started dropping classes where, in the same thing, if a professor makes you feel uncomfortable, if they're pointing you towards an ideology that you don't subscribe to the point where you feel like they're trying to indoctrinate you, if they are spewing hate speech, drop the class, cite the reason, demand your money back. And when you start demanding your money back, colleges, any institution, any business, I mean, that's how so many things have gotten turned around already, right? You see that, you know, when they put these woke commercials and things like that on that people don't subscribe to, stop buying their products. I mean, that's how you really change everything, is stop feeding the beast. And more people are saying that. Stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Stop and get your money back, and people will take notice. So, people, you have a lot more power than you really think you do. Don't buy products. Don't go to their stores. Demand your money back on college campuses, and you'll start to see things change because those institutions, those businesses have a bottom line that they have to maintain.
Pam Evett is running for governor. She's currently lieutenant governor. You had told us last time you were on, I asked you about whether you would commit to implementing what they have in Florida. And in Florida, they have deputized every single law enforcement agent. And some people aren't really law enforcement agents. I mean, they're even, you know, dog catchers, basically, to go after illegal immigrants. So as they encounter them, they can take them to ICE centers. And you and I, you had said you would get back to me. We talked about the 287G program, which we already have in many of our jails here. We have it in Spartanburg, where if an illegal is arrested, shows up at the jail, we can certainly background check them, turn them over to ICE. We've got that in most of our cities. Can you tell me what you found on that and then kind of any changes you'd be willing to make?
Well, yeah, you know, I went back and didn't have my team and talked to Chief Keel and talked to the sheriff in Edgefield to try to gather as much from different levels as we could get. And the 287G has actually three different levels. It has a jail enforcement level, which you talked about as a task force level, and a warrant service level. And right now in South Carolina, Highway Patrol and SLED are putting their officers through the task force level, which is kind of the most encompassing one that can arrest and then send and detain. We have 20 sheriff's offices that are participating in 287G. We have four police departments. We have two state agencies, as I said, SLED and Highway Patrol. And then we continue to do that. Now, Florida's model has been held up in federal court because this is federal guidelines. And so a state cannot supersede federal guidelines since ICE is a part of the Department of Homeland Security. So there is no way for, at least right now, with today's federal laws, for a governor to just automatically deputize everybody. It's a 40-hour program to go through the task force part of that, which actually gets you the ability to arrest if you're in the process of pulling over a vehicle or whatever. That's 40 hours. But one good thing is, or I'm sorry, 4 weeks, not 40 hours of training. But the good thing about that is President Trump in the One Big Beautiful Bill has money because this it's a cost to local law enforcement, to state law enforcement, and there is a reimbursement for that because obviously if you have 4 weeks of training, those are 4 weeks that officers aren't in their own areas helping to keep people safe. So I feel good that South Carolina is really moving forward and we have a lot of participation in that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you said the task force training, as I understand that, that's not every officer, that's just a small task force, whereas Florida has deputized every officer. And again, what Trump asked was, let me deputize them. He can do that as the chief executive. We don't need the governor to do it. We need Trump to do it. And that's what Trump asked. If Florida, let me ask you this first. If Florida wins that case, and I anticipate that they will, would you commit to deputizing as Florida has all of the officers, so they can then seamlessly and easily pick up the roughly 100,000 illegal immigrants in South Carolina, 35% of whom have criminal records. So that is keeping people safe. You get them off the road once, you're done. Would you commit to doing that if Florida wins the case?
Oh, yeah. Tara, anything we can do to help the president and help keep our people safe, we should do.
So all of the officers then, like in Florida?
Absolutely.
Okay, because they were picking up 1,100 people a week, criminal illegal immigrants. So when you get them off the road one time, you get them out of our communities, that saves you so much time on the back end, you know?
That's absolutely right. If you could automatically do that, but if not, right, and you have to put, you're going to have to cycle them through like we're doing right now, because you can't get everybody, you can't put every law enforcement officer in training for 4 weeks. So, but you're right. If we could make it seamless and the president could do it and it becomes part of federal law, there's no reason we shouldn't do that. We should give our law enforcement every tool in the toolbox to keep us safe.
Well, you can obviously, I would push back a little and say you obviously can do it because Florida did. And then already had them, you know, again, picking up 1,100 a week. And it was incredible. And that was the reason for Alligator Alcatraz. They picked up so many, they needed a place for them to go. And again, mainly targeting criminals, but also just those they caught in the course of, you know, pulling people over on the highway. So it can be done. We've seen Florida do it and with resounding success. So I just want to know, you would commit to doing it, though?
Absolutely. And, okay. You know, but like I said, Tara, you've heard Kash Patel say it today, you know, say it in the last few days, that if you do this and it's not falling within guidelines, and you're going to have attorneys out there that are getting people out of jail and in bad situations. So we have to make sure we're doing things the right way too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because they got to make that stuff stick. And so yeah, I'm willing to do anything that keeps our people safe, that helps law enforcement, that doesn't jam them up down the line when they have to take it to court. And Kash Patel has been really good about bringing that to the forefront. You're seeing everything with Charlie Kirk, him saying, listen, I'm going to do whatever I can, but I got to do it so that when we make charges, and they stick. I mean, why are we? I don't want to ever do anything that puts law enforcement at risk that doesn't actually bear fruit at the end of that process. So,
yeah, and again, I mean, we're not charging them. That what all this allows is your officers can then take them straight in that back of that highway patrol car straight to the ICE facility. And that's what happens in Florida. So they're not caught up in any of that, and then they're put within 48 hours on the plane and out they go. So yeah, there's not any charges involved in that. In fact, it unclogs the court system because you're not dealing with the charges. They're just being deported and they're gone. But, thank you very much for joining me on the show. And I hope you'll come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.